Hello, you're in tune to Tribe Revival Cast Episode 10, Part 1. Let's say Part 1 because I don't know how long this one's going to run on because we've got a hell of a lot of news to go through. Okay, so the first bit of news let's talk about is the DDoS attack that we had. This is basically a load of stupid hackers that randomly hack sites. Decided to target us for some unknown reason and took us down for a day and a half. Now our hosts, fine, sorted this out and we were back online within a day. So it's not really much of an issue. But if it happens again, don't worry, nothing's lost. We've all got it backed up and we'll be back online as soon as possible like we were. Another bit of site news is the merchandise. I've been quite busy and I've managed to send off a few pieces of merchandise to certain people, but I haven't done the big load yet. So I'm going to, as compensation for taking so long, I'm going to give a free poster away. So everyone that's for badges and postcards and stuff will get a free Tribe poster, and I'll also make them available separately if people just want those. All you'd have to do is pay postage and packaging, and I've got 30 of them, so we're not gonna run out. They're really good as well. They're total great quality. They're not bent or anything like that. They're not folded. They're completely great, really good quality. Another thing with the site is it's gonna be changing its look a bit. And this is simply because a new web standard has come out, which is called HTML5. I won't bore you with the geeky things, but if I make the site in this, it's going to work a hell of a lot better in the future. And it's going to work well on your phones. The forum will say exactly the same. All the systems will say the same. It's just the look and the kind of the layout and how the menu systems work. So that should be quite cool. Now, let's get on to the news. You know about the official Facebook from the tribe, and they've been saying a lot of things. They've said that they've updated Tribe World, but all they've really done is put a Facebook widget on, which is very easy. And I'd love to see a fully more dense, better Tribe World. Now, they've said that they're trying to kind of research it, and they want to make it so they don't lose anything. So if they upgrade to a new site, they won't lose any of the old content. And I think that's great. And I wish them the best of luck with the site. Now, they've been doing a lot of things with their Facebook group. And they've now got a YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/user/cloud9group channel. And they've been uploading loads and loads of trailers for stuff, and this is really good because there's some stuff from Cloud9 I hadn't even heard of, and there's like the official industry revelations trailer, which is really good, and there's this absolutely crazy crew version of the tribe, which is hilarious. I don't know how they've done that. It's insane. But yeah, some of the jokes were pretty out there as well. So they've uploaded some good videos, so you guys should check that out if you haven't already. And they're talking about a lot of kind of updates and stuff that's happening. There's possible talks of movies and stuff, but let's keep to the stuff that's most likely going to happen for this part. Now, the iTunes release, they're going to release the Tribe albums and the incidental music on iTunes, which I think is a great idea, because this will also be a good bar to judge how popular it is with the amount of downloads. And a lot of these are hard stuff to find, so it really, really does sound good. Now, you're going to have to listen to part two, guys, to hear more in-depth discussion about the news, because I had to do a lot of site news. So listen to that later. Okay, guys. Bye.